Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. Today, I am excited to talk to you about how we can navigate through challenges in our lives, how we can learn to respond instead of react, and how we can listen to our intuition more in our lives. So this is really an important episode because it applies to all of us living this human experience as souls and going through the ups and downs of life, the highs and the lows, and learning to navigate all of that from a place of grace, ease, and peace. And it sounds, you know, beautiful in theory, and sometimes it's not always the case. Sometimes we're not always so graceful. Sometimes we're falling flat on our faces, or we are feeling, you know, the weight of some of the things that we're moving through in our lives, or some of the situations we're in and the people that we are interacting with that may be challenging, testing, and triggering us. So it's important for us to remember how to stay centered and grounded in these moments. And this topic is really alive for me because a couple weeks ago we wrapped up with my women's retreat, our third retreat in Tulum, Mexico, and I've been getting on some integration calls with some of the beautiful women that have attended that retreat, a follow-up call that I offer after each retreat to ensure that, you know, we can be guided into the next steps of how to integrate all that we experienced in the retreat into our lives. And this is so, so important. And I spoke about it a little bit in the podcast previously. So why this is alive for me is because I've noticed a lot of the clients I've been working with have been expressing a lot of, you know, resentment through the challenges that they're going through, a lot of frustration, a lot of anger, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. And one thing I always say to my clients that attend my retreats or work with me one-on-one, a little bit of tough love that I love to give and mirror, because it's important for us to really grow and shift out of this disempowered victim mindset and into an empowered mindset where we take radical responsibility of our lives, of our emotions, of our wounds. And so what this means is we see challenges in our lives, or we see triggering situations or people as experiences that help us evolve on this journey. So sometimes when we're in it and we're in the thick of it, we might be thinking, well, how can I see the blessing in this? Like, this is happening to me. This is terrible. This is awful, right? Maybe, for example, if you live in Tulum, you have, you know, your water running out and you're not able to take a shower for a few days, or you are struggling with, you know, something in the overseas with, you know, money or ATM issues, and you're getting frustrated at the world, and you're feeling and imagining that life is happening to you, that the universe is against you. And so this is when we are in the victim mindset. We are, you know, staying stuck in a place where we feel like, wow, life is happening to me, and I'm gonna have my own pity party right now. And of course, when these challenges happen, it's normal for us to feel anger, frustration, sadness, whatever it is. But it's important for us to feel those emotions and then learn how to move through that challenging situation or circumstance or interaction with someone and come into love. So this is really the work, and this is how we shift out of the victim, right? We shift out of these stories that we create, that people are doing us wrong, that life is doing us wrong, that we're unlucky, or, you know, this is just the way that it is, and we need to accept reality as it is. And, you know, this reminds me of you know, a client call I had recently as well. And it was really this narrative where I noticed her staying in this narrative of seeing that she just had no control over circumstances of other people who were triggering her to change. And the thing that I love to remind my clients and everyone that I work with is that when we want someone to change, like our partner or our kids or our clients or our family members or extended family members, whoever it is, right, in our lives, our friends maybe even, well, we are then pointing the finger at them and saying that they are the problem. And we've all been in that situation, right? We've all been in a scenario where we've said, well, no, it's not my fault, it's their fault. Like, they need to change, they need to do something different. So remember, when we're doing that, we're actually pointing the finger and we're blaming. But what we really need to be doing in that moment is to center ourselves, self-regulate ourselves. And that can look like meditating, going for a walk, being out in nature, going for a swim, going for a hike, journaling, moving our bodies, dancing, doing yoga, whatever it is that gives you this sense of centeredness and peace. Taking that time for yourself when you notice yourself feeling triggered, when you notice yourself feeling angry, frustrated, sad, whatever it is. Move those emotions out of your body. And this is a lot of the work that we do on our retreat, is we talk about this inner work, we move anger out of our body. And it's so important to give ourselves this time and space, because if we don't, we keep these emotions stuck in our body and we keep this resentment inside, and then we are more likely to blow up and project onto our partners, our family members, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our kids, you know, our friends, our coworkers, our bosses, whoever it is. We're likely to project and blame because we're in the victim. We're looking outside of ourselves and saying, well, no, they're doing this to me. They're wrong and I'm right. And remember that everyone in our life that triggers us is a mirror for our growth. So this is sometimes easier said than done, and it's harder to see than it is to when you're in it. It's harder to really see this when you're in it, is what I'm trying to say. Because when you're triggered and you're in the state of fight or flight and you're so angry and you either just want to throw something or you want to run away, whatever it is, you aren't able to rationalize the actual experience and respond from the state of calmness because you're in this fight or flight state. So this is where self-regulation becomes so important, like the tools that I mentioned to use to calm your nervous system. Because if we don't regulate ourselves, we are more likely to project. And I know myself, I've definitely been guilty of this. I have a lot of fire inside of me, and sometimes, you know, I can get super angry and I go release my anger by punching pillows, screaming, letting out the rage in a safe way, you know. And sometimes it's not always the case. Sometimes maybe I do get angry, you know, with my partner and I project onto him, but it's remembering that I have the tools to regulate myself and to point the finger back at myself and to go, hey, how am I playing a part in the situation? How am I perpetuating this cycle, right? Where am I projecting and blaming and creating a story rather than taking responsibility for my own emotions and my own wounds? And this is really, really hard to do because, like I said, when we're triggered, it's the last thing we are thinking about is, you know, our ego is in so much fear and so much separation that naturally, and, you know, with society and the conditioning that we've been through with our family, we have this fight or flight response, right? So it's usually a reaction. It's usually blaming. It's usually projecting. It's usually saying, well, that person is doing this to me, or that person is wrong, or this situation is terrible. And that's when we get into that victim mentality. And it's hard to get out of there because there is a huge, huge payoff for staying in that state. And the payoff is that it's familiar, it feels safe to our nervous system. It's what we know, it's what's been conditioned within us through how we saw our parents, you know, raising us and how we saw them interacting together, or how we were, you know, taught by society or in school, we weren't taught how to regulate ourselves. We weren't taught about sharing about our emotions openly and vulnerably. So a lot of us keep it inside, and we keep it so bottled up that we just explode and we end up projecting onto the world and onto others. And so if you're like, wow, this deeply resonates with me, I can literally count on my hand the amount of times I've been projecting and blaming others this week. Well, don't worry, because you're not alone. We all do it, including myself. We're all humans, and I'll never sit here and say that, put me on a pedestal that I'm perfect and I'm a guru, because that is definitely not the case. We are all learning, we are all growing, and we're all on this healing journey together. But the important thing is self-awareness. It's self-awareness and being conscious of when we're getting stuck in this loop, in this story, in this pattern that is self-sabotaging, that is negative to our relationships, to our own self-love, right? How we speak to ourselves, how we navigate through challenges in life, right? So notice the people that you surround yourself with. Are they complaining about life? Are they saying, oh, this has just happened to me and I had such a terrible day and the bus driver did this and then this, right? There's one thing to vent about your day to someone who is maybe able to hold space for you, if you ask for permission, of course. But it's another thing to constantly complain about how life is happening to us and being in the victim. So notice if you are this type of person, or maybe people you surround yourself with are this type of person. Maybe it's an invitation to distance yourself from those type of people, or to notice if you're doing that, to pause, to regulate your nervous system, to maybe get a journal out and to journal on, why is this person or situation triggering me? So I invite you, if you want to write this down, I highly recommend using some of these prompts that I'm going to share with you. So number one is assessing your emotions. So what am I feeling? I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling frustration. I'm feeling sadness. Keeping it as short as possible and not getting into a story. Number two is, what am I imagining? Right? This is when we can get into our story, but it's very powerful if we can keep it to I statements. So making it about yourself and pointing the finger back at yourself. I imagine that I'm feeling angry because I am overwhelmed by the amount of dishes I have to do around the house and cleaning, right? So it's about yourself. It's not, I'm feeling angry because my partner's doing nothing, right? See how that sounds? One is projecting and blaming onto the other person, and the other is taking responsibility. So that is the difference. And of course, if you have a partner or somebody you want to speak to about this, this is the type of language we should all be using, is I statements and redirecting it back to us. And the third thing that we want to investigate is, once we've gotten the story out of the way, is where is this trigger or wound rooting from? So maybe you figured out that, okay, let's use the example of the house being messy and you feeling angry and overwhelmed because the house is messy because you're doing the dishes and maybe your partner hasn't picked up the slack and you're imagining that you're picking up more slack than normal. So Where is this rooting from for you that you feel the sense of anger boiling up? So maybe when you were younger and your mom made you do chores and made you do the dishes, and this felt overwhelming for you because you were just a little child and you wanted to just play outside, and the dishes just created this, you know, sense of like having to grow up really quickly and having to do chores and not getting to actually be a kid, right? You had to take on all of this responsibility. So maybe when you see that the house is a mess, this brings up that wound of when your mother would tell you that you had to do the dishes as a child or else you wouldn't be able to go outside and play and be a little kid. So this could just be one example, right? It's not right or wrong for anyone. It's just one that came to the top of my head just now. And so when you figure out that this trigger is not about anything that the other person did or said to you, it's actually related to your wound, that makes a whole difference on the way that you start to see life. And you start to see, okay, life is happening for me because this trigger is a teacher. This person or this situation that is triggering me, it's not that the person or situation is bad or doing something wrong. It's that it's coming up in my life to test me and to allow for me to heal this wound. And so we're not taught this. We don't see life from this way, right? When we're in heated situations and we're in heated moments, we just go into the stories, we go into blame, we go into victim, we go into projection, because that's what we've been conditioned and taught. So now it's an opportunity for you to practice this, practice writing out these journal prompts every time you feel triggered. Where is this rooting from? And if you don't know, get to the root of it. Sit in silence and think about where it might be coming from. Connect to your inner child. You know, there's so many beautiful inner child meditations on YouTube that you can find. There's moments that you can make space and time for yourself to connect inward. There's so many tools out there that you can be using to help you move through this. And lastly, asking yourself, how can I support myself through this? Or how can I ask for support? So maybe you can support yourself by being more playful when it comes to doing the dishes, if we're sticking to this example. You know, supporting yourself by not reacting to your partner and blaming them, but rather doing the dishes, having fun, putting some music on, dancing, breaking that pattern of how you would normally react and project and blame onto them. And then when you feel at peace and you feel calm and you're with your partner in a different moment, you can maybe bring up to them, hey, I'd love to express to you that I felt a little bit overwhelmed today when I had to do all the dishes, and I would really appreciate your support next time if you could help me picking up the slack. And maybe we can even create a schedule or an agreement where each time one of us cooks, the other one washes the dishes. How does that sound to you? And imagine how your partner might respond. They don't feel attacked. They don't feel blamed. They don't feel projected on. So likely they're going to respond with love and say, yeah, that sounds great. I can support you with that. Let's do that. Let's implement that schedule. And actually, it's funny because this is what Kike and I do, my partner and I. We actually do this exact routine where we never have an argument about the dishes because we have this agreement. If I cook, he cleans. If he cooks, I clean. It's just the golden rule that we have, and it works so beautifully, so beautifully. And creating these agreements and healthy boundaries within our relationships, with our family members, with our children, with our coworkers, with our bosses, with whoever it is, it's really this new earth paradigm form of conscious communication that we're not taught in school. We're not taught by our parents. So it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be a change that we see instantly within our lives, right? But we need to start doing this ourselves. And this requires daily introspection, daily inner work, reflecting, journaling, pausing, responding instead of reacting, breaking these patterns of our old ways. And so next time somebody triggers you or a situation outside of you, outside of your control happens and it's overwhelming and it makes you angry, it makes you upset, what is the first thing you can do to break that pattern? Instead of going into victim and saying, oh, this is terrible, life is happening to me, how can you see that this is a lesson that you need to learn? How can you see that this person or situation is a teacher for you and your growth? How can you see that this trigger is a teacher? Because that's what it is. And it's not going to be clear every single time, because when we're an ego separation consciousness, we're responding from fear. We're reacting actually from fear. We're projecting, we're blaming, we're reacting. We're in anger, we're in sadness, we're in frustration, we're in fight or flight mode, right? Our brain is not thinking straight. And actually our mind is overwhelmed and we're creating all of these stories and we're forgetting to listen to our heart. We're forgetting to connect to our intuition. And so that's where the work with our intuition really comes in. Listening to our intuition, sitting in silence, connecting to our guides, right? Connecting through prayer. This is so, so important to make this time and space. And, you know, I've had clients that I've had calls with and they're like, you know, there's no way that I'm going to meditate every day. Well, that is your choice, right? That is the conscious choice that you make. We have these tools that work, that help us stay centered and allow for us to move into our heart space rather than stay stuck in the ego and separation. So if we're not making this time and space for ourselves, even if it's a few minutes a day, we are more likely going to react from our unconscious patterns, self-sabotage, our unhealed wounds. We're likely going to blame, project, and be in victim. And we're likely not going to change our circumstances because we're going to stay stuck. And so if we actually become aware and we become conscious and we start to use these tools to move out of fear and move into love, this is how we start to change ourselves. We start to create our reality and we start to co-create with spirit. And we will notice that when we start to shift and see, oh, wow, this challenging situation or this person that has triggered me is teaching me this lesson and I have an opportunity to heal this wound right now. Okay, now I can come out of the victim and I can start co-creating with life. And you will start to see that magical things will manifest in your life. You know, all of the things we desire, more abundance, more love, more joy, more peace, will be there when we start to do the inner work and we start to shift our perspective and our lens and we come out of the victim, we come out of this disempowered state. And this goes for everything in our life, right? Not just when someone cuts us off in traffic or we, you know, lose money in the ATM or our water runs out or, you know, a client rejects us or we get ghosted or whatever it is that is challenging in our life, can we learn to respond instead of react? Can we see how every challenge is a lesson and a blessing for our highest evolution? Right? And this might be triggering to you to hear right now, but trust me that that is the purpose. That is the point. Triggers are meant to be teachers. They're meant to heal us. They're meant to show us the parts of us, the aspects of us that are needing more love. Where can we shine more light on our shadow self? This is the work. And this is where I want to speak about a really beautiful offering that Enrique and I are going to be creating for couples that are really ready to do this work together. Couples that are ready to move out of fear and into love. Couples that are ready to create a conscious relationship, a sacred divine union, moving out of trauma bonds and entanglements within our relationships and power struggles and into peace, harmony, and love, understanding, patience, compassion. And, you know, it's true that our most intimate relationships are the mirrors for our evolution, for our growth. So this is a container that's going to be a group membership, an online membership we are launching in the new year. And we're going to be sharing more details about it very soon on our website. So I'm going to put the link below where you can apply onto the waitlist for this. And you can also check out our website to see our offerings when they do launch if you are listening to this podcast later. So this is really what I'm excited about right now, is to be doing this work. And of course, women's work as well is really deep in my heart. And speaking about listening to our intuition, this is where I want to kind of end this episode, is lately I've been listening to my intuition and hearing the voices and my guides telling me that I'm doing a lot again, that some things need to be taken off my plate and some things need to be focused on right now more than others. And so at the moment, we are getting to ready to launch this program in the new year. And we are also launching a couples retreat in the new year. So these two offerings are going to be our focus, as well as obviously the in-person work that Enrique and I do with our sacred shamanic ceremonies, working with psilocybin in our home, and of course the women's circles I do. I've had a lot of women saying, when are you going to do something online for women again? And honestly, right now is just not the time. Because I'm focusing on all of this with Kike, I really need to put my energy into these spaces because this is where my heart is going to really connect and help couples. So if you are a woman listening and you have a partner and you're really interested in being part of these containers, then please reach out to me because I would love to connect with you. And as well, my biggest project is still my book. I'm pretty much finished with it just in the last final editing and moving into publishing stages. So I am really seeing the vision that it's going to be manifesting and publishing, you know, by the end of next year. And 2024 is going to be a really big year for lots of birthing, lots of new projects. And of course, we're still going to have my women's retreats, our women's retreats. Our next one is actually going to be June 4th to 8th. So originally we were going to do it in April, but we've had some date shifts and we've had to realign. So it will be June 4th to 8th for anyone that is interested to come on a shamanic women's retreat where we actually learn some of this work. We go deep. We have a lot of experiences that allow for us to rebirth and rise together. We've just released a beautiful new promo video that my photographer and videographer have put together for us. It's on my website, which I'm going to drop the link in the show notes as well. If you would like to apply to Higher Self Retreat 4.0, that is happening in June. And of course, I'm always working with women one-on-one. I always have space open for women who are really committed to change and transformation and are ready to do this type of work that we've talked about today, to really take radical responsibility and to really be coachable, to be able to move out of their stories and to start becoming co-creators with spirit. Because this is the work of the new earth. This is what we are birthing together. We are rising together. And these are the type of clients that I love to work with, who are really, really ready to work on themselves and within their relationships, their businesses, their careers, and, you know, all aspects of their lives, because everything is one, everything is united. And so these are going to be really the projects that we focus on for next year. And we're so, so excited. And so with that being said, I'm going away to Canada in a couple of days. And this is going to be my last podcast episode for a while. I'm going to be taking a bit of a break again because we have all of these projects launching in the new year. And again, being mindful of my time and energy. So it's not goodbye forever. I can't tell you when I'll be back. I know we've taken a pause before, but I may release some episodes here and there, maybe once a month, maybe every 2 weeks, or maybe take a break right now for a couple of months until I feel inspired to come back on and share and have some more spaciousness in my days when we aren't launching and birthing all of these beautiful projects that we have going. So I'm really, really excited to continue to be of service to all of the beautiful souls that hear the call to journey together in any ways that we have offered. And I really do hope that this episode inspired you, it helped you, it shifted something in you. I'd love to hear your feedback. As always, we appreciate your reviews. And yeah, I'm wishing you a beautiful day, happy holidays, a beautiful start to your new year where we get to set intentions for what we are birthing, what we are creating, what we are envisioning. And I know that 2024 is going to be one of the most powerful years for so many of us. So I'm sending you so much love and light, and I will see you on the other side. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today.
I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you received the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.